Hi, you're listening to Boggy Talk, Faith Conversations in the Mud, a resource of Church on Bayshore.
Well, hey, thanks for joining us today on Boggy Talk. We're getting closer and closer to Christmas.
Every day.
It's almost here.
And we are closer than we were just a few seconds ago.
That's so magical.
The way you're speaking right now is so magical. It's coming. Christmas is coming.
It is. 2 weeks, right? Like just over 2 weeks.
Yeah. I mean, we've got services have been beautiful. We've got Christmas Eve planned and coming up. It's always great. Mm-hmm. It will even be beautiful with our electric candles. Someone just sent us a gif of the Home Alone, like where Buzz like takes the electric candles and like this is going to be Christmas Eve this year.
Hey, you got to find the positive in it.
That's
somewhere.
Right.
Christy did want go to send a picture of it's like Steve and he's like trying to touch the fire, you know. So she's like, I mean, you know, it's not altogether bad.
I saw another meme that was actually really funny. It was like church staff enjoying their families after Christmas Eve. They're all opening the presents and it's like church maintenance staff, like, and then it shows them like picking the wax out. I was like,
yeah, it is true.
It's true.
It Ward, Merry Christmas.
Yes.
Oh, he's happy. He's delighted,
that's
I'm sure.
Right.
Oh, man. Well, we also have invite cards. People pass them out to your friends, coworkers, family. Just get the word out because it's really a special time, but it's important, too.
Yeah.
And I think that it's a great opportunity that people that are not normal
absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely. People are open to the invitation.
And
people will come. People will be happy to join.
Yeah.
And we have four services on Christmas Eve, so it's convenient.
Right.
So the timings are convenient.
Yeah, for sure. Well, today we are talking about Christmas. We have an article, and it basically talked about 10 things that people secretly hate loudly, or you could love it, but don't like about Christmas. So I thought we would talk about those, how to navigate
them. That sounds good. Well, before we do that, also, so for some people who may not know, I mean, being services who listen to Boggy Talk maybe around, but you know, before we jump into this, we talked about just sharing really briefly, you know, you, James, had a pretty tragic and significant event in your family as your mom passed away a few weeks ago, and just wanted to share that to people. And you know, as we talk about these things, we're going to be light and funny as we talk about some things, but also in that we're not trying to be like, hey, making light of the significance of the weight that people do carry this season, especially because of loss. I think that's an acute...
I think one of the beautiful things about Christmas is it's just this constant, you know, at least in our culture and family tends to get together. And I think that grief can be heavier during this time because there are so many distinct memories of, you know, that person you've lost. And so certainly as we talk about holiday blues, I mean, I have always known that, you know, here, but definitely I would say like... As we're anticipating things coming up, I'm grateful because the Lord is near to the brokenhearted, but I am like
there's a little dread maybe of like it's come you know
about
it's,
some things
you just
know
like, it's gonna be hard.
I think and we're usually sensitive to that. I mean Mother's Day, things like that as a church, we try to, you know, we should rejoice with those who rejoice and mourn with those who mourn. I do think there was an overcorrection in the church for a period of time where it's like we. Mother's Day is like, we can't celebrate Mother's Day because there's people hurting. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, it's both. It is both and.
Yeah.
Christmas is a joyous time, and it's heavy for some people in the church. And so, yeah, I certainly am not grateful to be going through this, but I am thankful for the shared human experience and a greater awareness of that than what some people are going through. And I appreciate bringing that up.
But yeah, for sure.
Yeah, what my mother would have wanted me to do and what Boggy Talk Nation deserves is us having some fun talking about this.
She
listened to Boggy Talk.
She did. That's funny. Yep.
She did.
That's funny.
She criticized me.
Did she call you afterwards? Yeah.
There was one. She was like, did I? I'm like, no, no.
Does your mom listen to Boggy Talk,
Kelly?
I hope
not. Probably not. My brother-in-law's have said stuff, and I'm like, okay. So
that's
now
funny.
You have to.
Ann listens. My mom listens.
It. Yeah. She does.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Ann.
Yes, she does.
We love Ann.
That's right.
Well, the top number 10 thing. So I don't know if this was working backwards.
I think it was worse. Number one is the most hated thing.
The most hated.
I think people say is not good about Christmas.
Yeah.
All right. So starting at the top, 10 was decorating. Never-ending decorating.
Yeah, you know, I don't identify with this gripe because I like it.
I don't either.
I love it.
And I'm not a decorator.
I think maybe the people who say this are people who either feel stressed by how much they feel that they have to do,
yeah,
or people who just like they feel the pressure to make it all look amazing.
I think that might be true.
And it's funny because I'm like, I like for it all to look awesome and cool, but I'm also at the stage of life where, one, I can't afford that, and two, like, it's not – that's not appreciated by my kids.
Yeah.
And so, like, we have a ton of lights on the – well, I'd say a ton compared to some, but we have lights outside, and it's total hodgepodge just of lights over the – it's not themed. It's just like, oh, we have these lights. We're putting them up. Oh, because right. It's fun. Yeah. It's just – I want to be festive.
Yeah. Mine is kind of piecemeal. Like, we'll go to – wherever after Christmas and yes. Like, oh, look what's on sale this
we
year.
Have,
that's going to be
yes.
next year.
We have a 9-foot inflatable snowman in our yard this
really?
Year because
we have a Rudolph.
Day,
we have a Rudolph.
Yeah, because the day after we do
people
that.
Are
like
you big Rudolph family?
Yeah.
No, just he was for cheap.
I know. The day after
off.
Christmas, I mean, I'm giving out the secrets, but the day after Christmas, if
yes.
you go to Walmart, all the
you
leftover
get there early.
Decorations yeah. are 50% off. So uh-huh. you can get these, you know, I would never spend, you know, $70
the real
on
secret
an inflatable...
is go to the Destin one because not as many people
this is true and it's bigger
shop
yeah.
their stuff there
mm-hmm.
yeah
because they can't take it back with them
yes
yeah
exactly.
Do you guys do lights on your house
yeah
uh-huh.
do you
yeah
yeah okay. Not all the time this was the
do
first
you, you're,
year that we did
as a female do you feel stressed
female.
Out by the decorating
no I like decorating
you are
but,
you're a decorative
yeah.
person I mean, that's not, that made it sound like you wear a bunch of decorations.
You're not even
a Christmas tree, Kelly. No,
you're a walking Christmas tree. I like that.
I do like to decorate, but
yeah.
My mom, it was funny because I'm kind of doing the same thing. Growing up, she would have like her tree, you know, that
yeah.
everything
oh,
was like themed
okay,
and matched
okay.
and was very yeah. on trend. And then we had the like family Christmas tree that was in the basement and it had like
yeah.
all of the
we, yeah.
crafty ones
yes.
and
good.
Things like that that we
yeah.
would
we
do over
that.
The years. So.
We got married right after Christmas. So several of our like wedding showers, people
uh-huh.
gave us
uh-huh.
ornaments. We have a
yeah.
lot, which is kind of cool. But so growing up, I remember like as a kid crying one year because we like didn't put colored lights on the tree. And my mom was like, we're doing white lights. So I was like, it's not Christmas.
Really?
But then as
that
an adult, I was like.
So much to me about you, Justin.
So we need color. But then now I'm like, I like the pretty.
Now you like the white.
So we do have two. We have goodness.
Number nine.
There we go.
Shopping.
I definitely understand how that could be something
oh, yeah.
that stresses people out.
I agree. It is.
It's hard to shop for people now because most people buy what they want for themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Besides
uh-huh.
big things. You
yeah.
know?
For sure.
Yeah. And I like to get what people want, but I also like to surprise them and try to give thoughtful gifts, and that's just
yeah.
really hard. It's really hard.
Yeah,
so,
it is.
Yeah, and I will admit, I'm a difficult person to shop for, my wife will say, because I'm just like when it comes, I don't want to tell people what I want. I want them to know, but then I also would be really like, oh,
so
cool, nice try. So she doesn't even try to buy me clothes anymore because she's just learned, like,
yeah.
it's not good,
yeah.
you know, because it is, like, part of it's being tall
Christy
and lanky,
buys herself what she wants
she
and then we
yeah.
give it to her. There was like one year I like but like we have a what's the robot vacuum called? I
like
bought
a Roomba?
For
Roomba Oofy.
Yeah.
Once,
yeah.
Like
oh
really?
But she wouldn't return it. You know like
that's funny.
So I just there's one year I made her cry, but beyond that, like
Yeah,
we just
Yeah.
But there are people
it's stressful.
And people do have ungrateful family members.
Yeah, that's true.
And in some family members there's a disparity of income and
yeah.
so like
yeah.
you mm-hmm. can't afford to buy their kids that much and then they're buying your kids these
mm-hmm.
amazing things.
Yeah.
So.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it can be a lot, definitely. So if shopping isn't breaking you, relationships might. Mm. Fighting.
that
would definitely be
Yeah, that was a good segue.
Very it's stressful, you know, because
it
of all
is.
These different things and
yeah.
so It brings up different things. Family tensions, definitely real.
Absolutely.
I've never really experienced that in the holidays,
yeah.
but I know there are families that,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, it really is real. I've talked to a lot of people. We've experienced that, and it's just it's hard. You know, I think one of the greatest, you know, I would say this, and this came from a church member a few weeks ago in a conversation, and he was just talking about what they told their kids. And I would say my parents have done this to us. Like, they're like, you're adults, and you get to establish your traditions,
right,
and
right.
we will get to be there. And I feel that freedom of wanting to all
yeah.
be together and making that a priority. But I would say for those of you who have kids who are growing up and, you know, into adulthood, like give them that freedom. That's been a huge gift.
I think mm-hmm. that is true.
You know, because yeah. that is like, that's hard. And I get it. Like as my kids get older, I start to feel some of those like, oh, but I want
yeah,
and it,
be together.
And kind of realizing like that's not going to be the case for us mm-hmm. much longer.
Yeah.
So I get it. But yeah, people's impossible expectations cause a lot of that. And people, sometimes people just drama. So
Yeah, I know. I know, that is true. Yeah.
So the stress can sometimes cause you to overeat. So
I feel like were like me. You like worked on your connect, like in the sermons.
This is
I
you have some really good transitions right here, Kelly.
Okay.
We'll say like connect, and I got to figure out how to. So you're doing great.
I mean, you are a communications person and a teacher, but this is impressive.
Okay. It's
that one has attention for me because I'm usually like hitting a pretty good stride in terms of health in the fall, and then Thanksgiving happens, and I'm like, okay, that's one day, and then it's like on a church staff.
Yeah. I've noticed that. People it's bring everywhere.
We love it. We appreciate it.
It's so nice.
But it's a lot.
I would, people bring us treats. Yeah. Can someone just bring us a box of protein bars?
There you go.
That's what we need in the office.
Christmas like, protein bars.
But yeah, and I don't love, I mean, I don't eat a ton of sweets, but at Christmas time, I know.
I know. It's the only time of year. I'm like, and it's there.
And the more you eat, the more you crave it. And you're, and then
I mean, like sugar coated Chex Mix. Yeah. Like, when else would I do that, right?
I know, right? Yes, that's so true.
What is it called? I don't know. You know what I'm talking about?
The, and then there's like the crack candy that people make with like saltines. And you're just like, I would never, ever.
That's an Atlanta thing.
Yeah, maybe.
It starts with Halloween.
Yeah.
Colored lights, two trees, and crack. You know, that's what's going on.
Oh, gosh. That's hilarious.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Speaking of crack.
Oh, goodness gracious.
I actually had to Google this. I didn't know what this was. I've never heard of that before.
Really?
Montezuma's Revenge.
Yeah,
I don't use it in my everyday dialogue.
Okay, so after all of this overeating, you know, food overload.
I have never experienced that with Christmas.
Like, yeah, I mean, maybe that happens a lot more as you get older. I don't know.
Yeah. But maybe families that drink a lot of alcohol.
Yeah, this is true. Yeah. And I just thought, like,
because of the fighting.
Yeah, this is true. I mean, there's a reason people drink more at the holidays.
Because they didn't buy the right presents.
That's
right. Yeah, it's all connected.
This is all cumulative.
It's a vicious cycle.
Yeah. I just thought it was like because it's like flu season. I don't know.
That's true. That's true, too.
Everyone's together again. Yeah. We're not eating well. Yeah. Those things.
Yeah, we are.
I always feel bad for the people that have all of the food allergies that go to these types of parties because they're just like can't eat anything.
This is true. Like if you're gluten free or peanut allergy or really, I mean, any kind of food, since this is not the time of year for you. That probably adds to the next one.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh. Holiday blues. So you know, a lot in that.
Yeah, there's like two, right? There's the the grief that we were talking about earlier, which is like. Yep. One thing, and then I think this is probably more just like the people who are like feel unfulfilled this time of year, you know. And I think, I mean, if you're going through divorce, you know, if you're going through relational issues, I think you're like confronted with that. And then, of course, nowadays you're scrolling on Instagram, everybody's family looks like it's all great, you know, and so. I do know social media consumption goes up majorly this time of year, you know, so.
Well, I think, too, it's like you have to, like you said, the comparison of everybody else and what it looks like they're doing. But I promise you, like, everyone's beautiful Christmas pictures they're posting, like, I guarantee you 5 minutes before that picture was taken, they were screaming at each other.
For
so
sure.
just remember that. And if that's happening in your home, just be like, I know that I'm not alone. And if you still feel like you're alone, call Justin and Grizzly White because they'll tell you this is what's happening before that Christmas pajama picture. We're all losing our sugar-filled minds, right?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and then it's kind of like you said, the you know, you've got this like holiday high of what it's supposed to be, and then
just
if it wasn't that, then
don't compare.
And they feel very unfulfilled. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Well, being with family, friends, coworkers, more conversations happen, and political correctness can come about, you know, what to say, what not to say.
Yeah. I mean, so culturally, that is frustrating, you know, and realize, like, everyone's trying to say the right things. And then you have the antithesis of that when people are abrasive, you know, about what you can say or can't say. And then, you know, then you get all the family together and the conversations that happen around the table and differing opinions about world perspectives.
And do you feel like, given your role, like sometimes there's like all this conversation going on and then they're like, look to you.
And they're like, and what do you think?
Yeah,
and I'm like,
okay, what does the pastor think about all this? And
yeah.
I'm like, well, I think, you know, she's being ganged up on right now.
That's right. Yeah.
But there's a lot of truth. Right. You know, like,
you're never off, right? Always yeah. working.
Come on. We'll come
we got to pray, of course.
Yeah, it's right. Meal, yeah, you know, that's right. So. Oh, yeah. Let's look at it from both perspectives, guys. And let's try to figure it out.
Yeah. 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 But it is kind of – it unfortunately, and it's just a reality we live in now, is that, like, you know, in families, there's a diversity of opinions, and you can't fully be yourself, you know, mm-hmm. because you're worried about offending, which is – so I just think it makes it feel less like this is fam and this yeah. is, you yeah. know, comfortable. Mm-hmm. It's another environment in which I have to be careful with what I say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
– yeah, for sure. Anyway. Also, this kind of goes with the other one. I'm surprised it's – well, this is number three. Okay, so the third thing that people hate the most is spender's remorse.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you got to pay the credit card bill.
That's
in
right.
January.
In January. It's rough. Yeah, you got to keep track of that. Keep track of that. Set a budget.
Yeah, people kind of like, oh, it's Christmas. It doesn't mm-hmm. matter. And you kind yeah. of don't pay attention to things as much.
My identification with spender's remorse this season is much more about the fact that I like to get good deals, and I'm always afraid that, like, if I buy it, that, like, it's gonna, like, then tomorrow it's gonna be like, now it's even
yeah.
more percent off, and I'm like, no, I'm gonna wait. But then you end up missing out, because mm-hmm. everything does sell out, like, and so this year I'm just like, if I told Christy, it's like, if we see something, like, we need to get it, let's just get it, like, don't yeah. wait, because we can't keep track, and right. if I spent $3 more because
I know,
next
I know.
Tomorrow there is an extra 10%
off. It's almost worth the stress to be just all, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, and we're doing that in the operation of a budget still.
This is not, yeah. since I've been married to Chrissy Ross, this does not exist, because she does not play. We are not overspending. So, anyway.
She's the budget keeper.
Yeah, yeah. So I am, but we're just not overspending. You
yeah,
know, so,
that's good.
Yeah. yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
All right. Number two, Santa.
Oh, is it because of all the songs about Santa, Santa babies creeping
around? People just get
you?
Tired of him? Is that what yeah. the article
I
said?
Know.
I can't remember.
I mean,
keeping it up, like, why, yeah, if this is down. Here's what I was thinking about this, because we have kind of done Santa differently in the different kids. Mm-hmm. As we've gotten older as parents and our, you know, have kids in a very broad range. So when our big kids now were younger, we didn't do it. And it wasn't like some people that was a staunch conviction, you know, and this is fine if this is you. Like, they didn't do Santa because they didn't want to lie to their kids. And they want to keep it about Jesus. Okay, fine. Like, get it. Ours was much more of just like, we just didn't want it to be about that. And we're also, we didn't. Now with our younger kids, like with Joanne and Ezra, like, they've believed. And we, even though we, like, didn't set presents out from Santa, we, like, everything's still wrapped up. They still believe. And we just didn't correct it until they kind of figured it out. And mm-hmm. I, at this stage, I'm kind of like, man, I kind of wish we just let our kids believe in Santa, you know, yeah. when they were younger, like, and because it does, like, you know, some people are like, well, if they believe in that fictional character, are they going to think Jesus is fictional? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, that was the angle this guy was talking
yeah.
about.
And I'm just like, yeah, I kind of wish we had leaned into the magic of it.
John Acuff said one time, he was like, I'm starting a support group for all the people who aren't Christians, who deconstructed because their parents told them Santa was real. He's like, that's not a real
yeah,
thing,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, I get by the motivation.
People are not stupid. They can get one's a game and
right,
like,
yeah. right. No, but then sure. I think it's funny because some parents will do, they won't do that. Which, I mean, I guess I kind of
yeah.
get. But then it'll be like. The tooth fairy, yeah. all the other like imaginary mm-hmm. people they'll do.
So like, we have thing. Not, it was funny because my parents do, they like write things from Santa.
Okay, yeah.
And I'm like, but we don't do it, but then our kids like ask about it and we just really like don't say. Like,
yeah. Yeah. That,
until they're older.
That's what we
do. But we don't do anything from Santa. But I think our like hesitation and was, we didn't want that to become mm-hmm. such a focus,
yeah,
you know, uh-huh. over Christ.
Over Christ, yeah.
But, I mean, ultimately, I would just say, yeah, for a Christian, you just have to be, whatever you're doing, you have to make sure Christ mm-hmm. is the focus. You
that's
know
right.
I mean? And so.
Yeah. I laughed because the other
I was
day,
more like, when we were younger, you know.
Yeah, I was
like
yeah. Mm-hmm.
The other day, Evangeline was talking about, you know, Santa not being real. And I said, did you? Because we didn't ever do anything, like, not even, like, gifts from Santa. Did you actually think that at some point? You know, because we never talked about it,
yeah.
but I guess just from the world or school mm-hmm. or whatever. And she was like, Yeah, I did until like last year or something. And I was like, funny. "You okay, well, yeah. It's fine. We do that's... the Elf on the Shelf, not like the crazy one.
Yeah, we've done that this past few years. I have not.
It's, they know it's us. They're always like, did you move the Elf today? Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, I mean, ours too. Yeah, it was just fun to like.
So, oh, so the kids thought the Elf was real.
Our kids did not think the Elf was real.
But people, kids do?
Some until people do. The Elf is
coming. That's a good question. I don't know.
I think some people do. Like, I mean, when their kids are really little.
Oh,
I think.
Yeah. They actually
like it's turning magic.
Yeah, it's like moving and causing mischief. And it is. Yeah. We let our big kids be in charge of that. And that was funny for
a
little bit.
Because
he was like using near the toilet. But
yeah.
yeah.
Gotta be careful with teenage boy. You're like,
yeah. And then I was thinking back to also, I do remember like the pragmatic side of me was like when our big kids were younger was like, man, I don't want some stranger getting credit for those things I've worked hard to give my kids. You know, like I want to know, like this.
I do think
we
talking
love
about St. Nicholas is very valuable.
It's true.
Christmas.
Yeah.
I mean, I think
we did get a call from the preschool one time. One of our big kids was younger that one of our children had announced to the entire class that Santa wasn't real and that we needed to.
Okay,
even though
you
got to
tell us which one, because
even though we had made
I
it very
that
clear,
going different ways with
even
the
though we had made it very clear, like this is a parent's job to tell their kid, don't say.
Don't
this.
Say anything. It was Isaac. Last word.
Oh, Isaac really? Yeah. See, I was picturing Josiah, like, because the justice in Josiah being like, he's not real. Christmas is about Jesus, you guys.
No, we did get a message from his kindergarten, Josiah's kindergarten teacher, who was the same teacher for all four of our big kids. And she was like, I just want you to know, and she was a Christian, and he was in public school, and she sent a message saying, hey, to just letting you know, like, today he, like, shared the gospel with us whole.
Oh, that's awesome.
Because we were talking about Christmas, and he raised his hand and said, I want to tell everybody what Christmas is about.
Listen,
you know?
Brother and sister, it's a good thing Cameron Ross was homeschooled in kindergarten, because he'd be telling everybody
the
truth about
that's
Christmas.
So true. That's so
that's
true.
Awesome.
Actually.
I know.
I love that guy.
Oh, man. All right, well, and this was kind of surprising me, but the number one thing, it says forgetting. So I guess just like forgetting the real, the true.
The reason for the season.
Yes.
And, I mean, forgetting all the things and places you're supposed to be, maybe.
Could
but
be.
I think that the overwhelming nature of Christmas, and then you just forget that like this really should be simple.
Yeah. Obviously, most people don't forget why we celebrate Christmas, but they forget to celebrate Christmas for that reason.
Yeah.
That's good.
And then, honestly, it just passes you so fast.
It does, yeah.
And, you know, because of all the things we've talked about, especially if you have Montezuma's Revenge, that's a distraction. And so then you're like, oh, man, you know?
Yeah.
Like, so I do think that can be something that leads people to regret and have negative feelings towards Christmas.
Mm. Yeah,
so,
for sure.
So coming to Christmas Eve at your church service will help with that.
Yeah, it will.
Yeah.
Perspective.
Create
that's
some space for you to remember.
All right.
Now it's game time.
All right.
Let's
so
go.
We have a game, and here's what we're going to do. We've got some questions. We're going to go back and forth.
Okay.
And I'm going to ask
I'm
you a question.
PTSD.
This is a Christian, a Christmas trivia game. This is medium. I skipped the easy level. These are medium to advanced. Some of these are about Christmas itself. Some are about cultural things in Christmas.
Okay.
Some pop culture things. And we're going to go back and forth. If you know the answer without me giving you options, and you can just say the answer, you will get 10 points.
Ooh.
Okay? If, because I don't, these are hard to know if you don't have options. And then I'll give you options. And if you get it right off the multiple choice, you will get, I'm making this up as I go, you will get, let's just say you get 5 points if you get it right.
Could we just go 2-1 to simplify it?
But then I feel like that's
fine. 10-5.
You know,
10-5 is
inflated
fine.
Numbers are more fun.
It's very
all right. That way you can be like, I won 300 to – no, we don't have that many questions. All right. So who wants to go first?
Ladies
first.
Okay. All right, Kelly.
He laughs as he says the first question.
Which early Christian bishop is the historical basis for Santa Claus?
I already said it.
Saint Nicholas?
Okay, good. Now, I'll give you partial credit because it's not his full bishop name.
Oh, all right,
so
okay.
Is it A, Basil of Caesarea, B, Nicholas of Myra, C, Gregory the Great, or D, Nicholas of Milan?
D.
It was B.
Oh, yeah. All right. That was my first.
But you knew St. Nicholas, so we're going to give you.
So we don't get to steal?
5 points for that. No, we're just going to go right or wrong. All right. Okay. James, in what year was Silent Night first performed? If you get this right, I'm going to give you 1,000 points.
Okay. Do I get to guess and then get multiple choice?
Yes.
Is that how that works?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
First performed 1911.
Okay. So A, 1648.
Wow.
B,
still a, well, still a knock. You said Silent Night.
Well,
still
same
a
thing. All right. 17, oh. B, 1789. C, 1818. D, 1883.
We going with the German one? Still a knock?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
B.
It was C, 1818.
Oh, that's older than.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
So, all right. Number three, Kelly, which country began the tradition of the Yule log? This is some good Christmas trivia.
You're going to have to give me.
Okay. A, Norway. B, France. C, Iceland. D, England.
Say it one more time.
A, Norway. B, France. C, Iceland. D, England.
A.
Oh, you got 5 points. Mm-hmm. Way to go. There you go.
It's a Nordic tradition.
Yeah, yep. I would not have gotten that right. I would have just guessed. So, Boggy Talk listeners, I hope you're keeping track of the score for yourselves and how well you know this. So, here we go. Number
10
four.
10 to 0.
There you go.
Five. I
meant
points.
For
no,
him.
You got
I hope
five
it.
Twice.
Oh, okay.
All right. In Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, what was Tiny Tim's actual name?
Regular Tim?
Timothy.
Oh, you're close. Okay. All right. So A, Timothy Cratchit Jr.
Is he Bob Cratchit? Yeah, Timothy Cratchit Jr.
Well, hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Okay.
B, Timothy Cratchit III.
Oh, okay.
Okay. C, Timothy Cratchit. Or D, Jonathan Timothy Cratchit.
Well, he's Bob Cratchit's son, so he's got to be – it's got to be C. He can't be a third if he's Bob Cratchit's son, unless Bob
– I'm going to give you 5 points because you got it right – the first time. Hey, okay. Timothy Cratchit Jr. All right. Okay. So he was a junior. I guess Bob Timothy, maybe that was his name.
Timothy
maybe.
Bob?
Timothy Bob. There you go. All right. So Kelly, five. What was the original title of the song Silver Bells? All right. A, you want to get?
I feel like we've talked about this before. All right.
A, Christmas in the City. B, Tinkle Bells. C, Holiday Streets. Or D, Bell Carol.
What was the title of the song again?
Silver Bells.
Silver Bells.
Christmas in the City, Tinkle Bell, Holiday Streets, Bell Carol.
A?
It is B, Tinkle Bell. That was what they named
really?
It. And then what is said of this is that their wives of the songwriter said, you can't call the song Tinkle Bell because it sounds like you're using the bathroom. All right. Number six.
I don't think he's junior, just so you know.
All right. Well,
I contest this
okay.
because
well,
his dad
take
was
it
Bob.
Up with the source material.
Is ChatGPT right. the source material?
There you go. Number six. In the Nutcracker, what is the name of the toy Clara receives?
I know there's sugar plum fairies in it. So.
A, the Prince doll. B, the Wooden Soldier. C, the Enchanted Nutcracker. Or D, the Mouse King's Foe.
The Enchanted Nutcracker.
Yay!
Okay,
there you
all
go.
Right. Okay.
Good
okay.
one.
Good
yes.
guesser.
That was like, that's one of those you're like, I would have overthought that and guessed like the Prince or something because I've never seen the Nutcracker.
Me either.
What?
Me either.
Yeah. Never.
You're kidding.
Yeah, it's very surprising that he hasn't seen
never.
It. Surprising he wasn't in the Nutcracker.
Right? I'm shocked.
I know.
I've seen like when I was a student pastor, like one of my students was like in a group that like did like a few things from it, like at a recital, but I've never seen the Nutcracker.
You will probably get some tickets next year.
No.
You probably will.
Hey, there you go. Sounds great. I would enjoy it. All right, number seven, Kelly. Which U.S. state was the last to declare Christmas as an official holiday?
Ooh, I got a good guess on that one.
All right. A, Mississippi. B, Oklahoma.
That's my guess.
C, Arizona. D, New Mexico.
I have no clue. Same again?
Mississippi, Oklahoma, Arizona, New Mexico.
I don't know. I was purely guessing. D.
No, it is Oklahoma.
What? Why? Did
why
you
would
think
you?
Oklahoma?
Why were you going to guess Oklahoma?
Oklahoma, yeah, because it was a 48th state, I think, admitted, and it was a very Native American populated.
Oh,
still
makes
it,
sense.
So
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I would.
I know most the answers to her questions, not mine.
Funny. All right.
Should have went first.
Switch. All right. So I think maybe you'll know this one.
Okay.
In National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, Clark
may not know the history part, but
Clark works for what kind of company?
Oh, what do they? I know he doesn't get a bonus. A, and they make. Hold on. Oh, hold okay. on. No, no, no. They make. Go ahead.
A publishing company.
No.
B, a chemical company. C, food additives.
Yes.
D, plastics manufacturing.
Food additives.
Yeah, there you go.
Like, yeah.
I would. Wow.
That's one thing I have never seen all the way through.
Oh, you should not.
You should just. You should wait for it to come on
TBS.
TV. Okay. Yeah, TBS and watch.
Is
that
still a thing?
Gotcha.
I don't even know.
We don't have. Why are we saying that? We don't have.
I don't have cable.
I know.
Maybe. I bet you could YouTube TV version of a.
Yeah,
of
that's
that
probably
movie,
true.
And that would be much better to watch. Okay, number 9. We'll cap this at 10. So it's 10 to 10, actually. The Christmas island nation known for red crab 15. Migrations belongs to which country?
I have 15
country?
Points.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah, I do.
Thanks
yeah,
for
yeah.
keeping track.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay, I'll read this again.
It's where Cameron can
see. Yeah, yeah.
That's right. Actually.
It's true.
The Christmas island nation known for red crab migrations belongs to which country?
What?
Christmas Island.
I don't think it's known by anybody beyond that island.
Christmas Island.
Yeah.
Known for
what
red?
Basically, the answer is
red crab.
What country does Christmas Island belong to?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
There's an island called Christmas Island.
The island of misfit
really?
Toys?
<That's>
the North Pole. It's the North Pole. The answer is the North Pole.
New Zealand, Indonesia, Australia, or United Kingdom?
It's definitely got to be a white one, so it's not it's Indonesia.
New Zealand, Indonesia, Australia, United Kingdom.
Say the answers one more time.
New Zealand, Indonesia, Australia, United Kingdom.
New Zealand.
It is Australia.
Okay.
That was
close.
My first
that was
pick
close.
In my
go with your
head.
Gut. Okay. Yes. All right.
All right.
Here we go.
Last one.
Last question. In It's a Wonderful Life, what is the name of the guardian angel?
Clarence.
Yeah, wow, good job.
That's about all I know from It's a Wonderful Life. But
yeah.
It's Clarence.
Oh,
my
man.
Parents watch that all the time. They're like,
that's another one I think I maybe have seen most of all of it. Not
I've never
it.
Seen it all the way through.
Yeah.
It's hard to
As a kid, I was bored. As an adult, I fall asleep.
That's funny. You know, I did learn something in creating this game from ChatGPT. What is the real meaning of the word Noel? I thought it was peace, and it's not. It literally just means birth. It's from the Latin word.
The first
word,
Noel, yeah, birth. Yeah. Yeah.
I thought it
was
like French means peace, and so I was wrong. All right.
Well, there you go.
You can sing it in French, can't you?
No, I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas. I can sing I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas in French.
Why don't you end us on that note, Justin?
You can do that on Christmas
when
Eve.
I'm
no
old,
one would know.
When I'm old and like forgetting everything, this will probably still be locked in my brain.
All right, let's hear it.
Je veux ni popo potom pour Noël. Je veux ni popo potom
pour Noël. Thank you for tuning in to Boggy Talk. Join us next time for more Christmas talk.
Je veux ni popo potom qui sait vraiment jouer. Le pour moi voir le joie de Noël des sons dans le sky.
Thanks for listening to Boggy Talk. We are so glad you joined in the conversation. Go ahead and subscribe so you don't miss a beat.